American Public Media.
Hi, I'm Rico, and I'm a chump. At least, that's how credit card companies apparently think of me, a fact made clear the other day. I'd received a notice from one of my cards. Some changes were being made to my credit agreement. The document was 6 double legal-sized pages long, filled top to bottom with 9-point font, in the midst of which I noticed this.
In the future, if your account is late or your balance exceeds your credit limit, we may increase any of the non-promotional APRs on your account without further notice, up to the default rate.
Allow me to translate. I have on the card what's called the default rate. If I'm late making a payment, they can jump me from my low interest rate to the default, 24% or so. And what this new provision says is they can now slap me with that obscene rate without any advance warning. Ah! But there's a kicker.
You may reject this change.
That's right. All I have to do is send a letter, and in the future, as in the present, they'll have to actually tell me if they plan on hitting me with that default rate. Now, what sane human being wouldn't reject this change? I mean, let's reverse the situation. Would anyone call their credit company and have this conversation?
Hello, customer service guy.
Yeah, hi. If you hike my interest rate, I would like to have less notification.
Less?
Yeah, like none.
Are you sure? Seems like you'd want some warning.
Nope. Keep me in the dark. I like big, costly surprises.
All right. We can now raise your rate surreptitiously at our leisure.
Sweet. Now I'm going to stab forks into my eyes.
My point being, of course no one would choose this card provision, so my company made the change anyway, buried it in fine print, and hoped customers wouldn't notice we had a choice in the matter. It got me thinking, what other hidden credit loopholes and fees are lurking out there? To shine a light into the dark corners of card agreements, I've called upon Marlis Harris. She's the editor of the Consumer Reports magazine, Money Advisor. Hi, Marlis.
Hi.
How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Well, PO'd, I guess, is the way we can put it on a public radio show.
Okay.
So is it just me, or are all these various rules and fees and changes getting harder to figure out?
Well, I think they are, because we got one, and I'll just read you a little bit. I brought it with me. We are changing the grace period so that when you pay the prior new balance by the payment date due, finance charges will be assessed on purchases during the current billing period until the date that full payment of the prior new balance was received. Do you understand that? I'm sure you... Anyway, I didn't get it. So I decided to call two experienced consumer lawyers, and they thought it was something called double cycle billing.
Right.
But then I found that there was another expert at the Federal Reserve in Philadelphia. He said, oh, no, that's something called residual interest.
Of course, residual interest.
Yeah, of course.
So obviously the language can be pretty impenetrable, but we still got to give people some idea of what to be aware of when they're paging through this stuff. So let's start with the most obvious thing, which would be interest rates. I've got credit cards that are all fixed rates. As long as I'm paying those off on time, they can't change the rates on me, right?
Well, it's not fixed. For example, the offer I'm looking at in the footnote says, rates, fees, and terms may change. We can change the APR at any time for any reason.
They're not required by law to inform you, you know, way ahead of time that your offer is changing?
If it calls itself fixed, they have to notify you within, you know, 30 days in advance. But if they specify that they can change at any time, they don't have to.
What about the time that you have to pay up?
That's called the grace period, and they're shrinking. They used to be 25 days. That's about the best you can get now. But now they're shrinking to about 20 days.
That's on average?
Yes. We've received a lot of complaints from consumers that their bill seems to be arriving much later so that they have less time to make sure that it's paid on time. And credit card companies have become very strict about when they want your bill in. They used to waive a late fee if you were a day late or something. Now they want it in usually by 10 a.m. of the particular day they've specified.
Are there any of these fees that you can sort of see coming down the pike that maybe aren't being used a whole lot but often catch people by surprise?
Well, my favorite is the inactivity fee. If you don't use your card for 6 months, then they charge you, say, $15.
For being a good boy or girl?
Well, for carrying the card around in your wallet. And I don't see them on many cards, but I'm sure that's going to be full-blown, you know, next year or so. Then there's something called the universal default rate. If you are late on this credit card bill or any other credit card bill, your rate goes up to the highest possible.
That's if you're late on a completely different card. What's the rate?
In this particular offer, it's 23.99% plus the prime rate. That's about what Tony Soprano would charge if he were running this company, I'm sure.
What can we do about all this? I mean, can I just call my card and say, hey, cut it out. I don't want you to do that anymore.
Well, you do have some power because it costs credit card companies, say, about $200 to acquire a new customer. They'd much rather keep you as a customer. So you should call in if you get a rate hike and say, I'm very depressed. You know, you did this, I'm distressed. Chances are they'll cut it back. If they don't, what you can do is close that account, and then you will be allowed to pay off your purchases at the old rate.
Of course, the key is knowing they're changing the rules on you in the first place. Marlis Harris of Consumer Reports, thanks for talking to me.
Okay, thank you.
And a word of advice. As far as credit companies are concerned, we're all suckers in waiting. Call them and find out if you're already subject to these fees and conditions. Check our website for examples of others you should look out for. And if they send you a new agreement, read the fine print. In Los Angeles, I'm Rico Galliano for Marketplace Money.